Despite being in a prime location, steps from the state's biggest tourist draw, Waikiki, the Honolulu Zoo is struggling. A little more than 500,000 people went to the zoo this past fiscal year, a 15% decrease since 2013.
It's a clear downward trend that is definitely on our focus.
That's Guy Kaulukukui, the director of Honolulu's Department of Enterprise Services, which oversees zoo operations. Another project he's focused on, finding a replacement for Baird Fleming, who unexpectedly resigned as zoo director last week.
I think the pieces are in place. We just have to be very smart and thorough about putting together a highly qualified pool of candidates to, you know, enhance the probability that the person we finally select is the right person and is here for the long run with us.
That last part is important. High leadership turnover has resulted in 5 different zoo directors in just 7 years. That, coupled with inconsistent and unstable funding, led the Association of Zoos and Aquariums to yank its accreditation of Honolulu Zoo earlier this year. The city plans to reapply in 2018. Still, some remain optimistic. David Earle is the executive director of the Honolulu Zoo Society. That nonprofit supports the city-run facility and handles the zoo's fundraising and membership base.
The future, from our perspective, is very, very bright, to be honest, despite the struggles. Loss of accreditation is a big thing, but let's not waste a crisis. Let's find opportunities within it to make us stronger.
All of this comes after a majority of voters passed a charter amendment that would establish a fund for the zoo. The money, about $6 million, would come from half of 1% of property tax revenues each year. Paul Dyson says that's a step in the right direction. He's the president and chairman of the Honolulu Zoo Society Board of Directors. But he worries funding is still vulnerable because it's under the city.
They have potholes they have to deal with. They have sewer systems. They have homeless people. And when push comes to shove, they're going to get lots of phone calls if the sewer system isn't working. They're going to get lots of phone calls if the potholes aren't being fixed. But the zoo doesn't get nearly as much pressure to keep it up.
He hopes Honolulu will consider following the lead of zoos across the country, transferring the responsibility from the city to a public-private partnership. Molly Solomon for HPR News.